The Hudson Valley's 18th congressional district has swung from Republican to Democrat back to Republican in the last 6 years. Political watchers say this November it's a toss-up and Democrats like their chances. WNYC's Anna Sale reports that's led to a crowded five-way primary to take on the GOP freshman.
The thing that stands out about Hudson Valley politics is its mix of small-town provincialism and bold-faced names. Like in this district, players like President Bill Clinton, Fox News chief Roger Ailes, and the street vendor who spotted the would-be Times Square bomber. More on all that in a minute. First, a little history. Republicans represented this district for generations. Hamilton Fish for 26 years, then Sue Kelly for 12 years after that. That changed in 2006. Voters elected rock star John Hall from the band Orleans, and then Democrats took control of the House. In 2010, the district was decisive again. Republican Nan Hayworth won here. John Hall left the political scene, and John Boehner took charge in Washington.
The people voted to end business as usual, and today we begin to carry out their instructions.
Now, five Democrats here are hoping for another national mood swing.
Yeah, it's like America.
Sean Patrick Maloney is one of them.
It's balanced politically. It's part rural, it's part suburban. There's people who commute every day into the city. There's people who farm for a living.
Until recently, Maloney fell in another category, a weekender. He has a house here, but mostly lived in the city with his kids and partner. Maloney's gay and got top billing as a co-host of a Pride fundraiser with Nancy Pelosi last week. To primary voters, he emphasizes his access to cash.
We are up against somebody who has a pile of money. And unless you can go toe-to-toe with these Republicans in Congress, it's going to be very hard to take back this seat and make it work for working people.
Maloney worked for the Spitzer and Patterson administrations, but his campaign is all about his boss in the late 90s, former President Clinton. Voters get reminded a lot about Maloney's Clinton connection. There have been at least three mailers with pictures of him with Clinton in the Oval Office. Another one shows Clinton whispering in his ear.
That's the kind of advice he's given me over the years, is to stay focused on people. You know, I mean, this is about putting people at the center of our politics again.
Maloney has the obvious advantages. The Clinton endorsement, the highest fundraising, major labor backing. The other Democrats are taking a different tack. One is building his candidacy on his own fame. 2 years ago, Dwayne Jackson was selling I Love New York souvenirs when he spotted a smoking SUV in Times Square.
You may know him as the man who saved Times Square, maybe even the man who saved New York.
Now Jackson, who lives here, says he wants to save Washington next, but he's been running a low-profile campaign. The three other Democratic candidates in the 18th Congressional District are local politicians, busy introducing themselves across the district. Among them is cardiologist Richard Becker. As a Westchester councilman, Becker led an effort to lower heating oil cost in his town. He's been endorsed by the New York Times and the Democratic Committee in Orange County, which is now entirely in the 18th. That added the struggling city of Newburgh to the district's mix of wealthy suburbs and farms. Becker's working to break through here. This neighborhood's homes look sturdy but worn, with faded siding and multiple buzzers at front doors.
If you win, what will you do for...
Becker says he'll create high-paying jobs.
Not hourly McDonald's, hourly Walmart, not 20 hours. Full-time jobs.
But right now, with new district lines and a primary election 2 months earlier than usual, most of the campaigning is focused on voters that are already paying attention. Like this crowd gathered in Phillipstown for a candidates' forum. It was almost exclusively white, mostly older. But Chris Hughes, the young Facebook co-founder and publisher of The New Republic, was there. He lives nearby. Candidate Matt Alexander, the mayor of Wappingers Falls, told all of them that it doesn't matter yet that he's trailing in fundraising.
Whoever wins this primary will be able to raise a ton of money because Nan Hayworth has a target on her back. There's a reason there's five people in this primary. Because we know that this primary, June 26th, is the election.
That's a stretch. You only have to look at the local media to see the politics here are far from settled. The chairman of Fox News, Roger Ailes, bought the local paper 4 years ago. That prompted Gordon Stewart, a former speechwriter for Jimmy Carter, to start his own paper.
We are somewhat flattered and largely bemused that such very significant figures in American political life come and go here.
But to be honest, he says, people don't notice it much. His readers are more concerned about other things, like the local 4th of July plans.
And whether or not the fireworks will be held on Wednesday or on Sunday.
For the record, those fireworks will be on Wednesday, a week after the district Democrats picked their candidate and faced the real work of proving their rock star congressman wasn't just a fluke. For WNYC, I'm Anna Sale.
For complete coverage of the primaries, keep an eye on our Empire blog at WNYC.org and tune in tomorrow for a story on a controversial city council member's race for Congress in Brooklyn.